This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. 2 years after the death of longtime KUAR and KLRE general manager Ben Fry, a book he wrote is now being posthumously published. The book and Ben will be the topic of a session at this weekend's Arkansas Literary Festival. Joining me to discuss this is Brad Minnick, an associate professor of English here at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock and host of KUAR's Arts and Letters. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Good. Ben gave you a copy of this manuscript in the months before he died on March 10th, 2016. How did you decide this warranted being published?
So one thing people didn't know about Ben was that he was just an amazing writer. He wrote short stories and novels and screenplays. And we used to spend a lot of time talking about radio and writing. So I asked him what kind of things he had written, and he told me that he had written this book called Toys of Desperation, an adolescent novel about a little boy named Billy Williams who lives in Weir, Arkansas, and he's growing up in the summer of 1973 when the Watergate hearings are being broadcast on television. And he spends his time riding around the town of Weir, Arkansas on his bike, which has a banana seat, having all kinds of adventures. He hears a voice, and the voice seems to be of his father, who has died when Billy was 5 years old. And he sets out to kind of figure out what this voice is telling him about his dad. So then Ben, he died in March, on March 10th, and I thought the book really warranted being published. So I talked to Karen, his widow, if she'd be interested in allowing me to proceed with trying to get it published.
And here's what she had to say a few weeks ago at a book release party.
Brad came up to me and said, you know, that was really good. And I said, yeah, I know, because Ben's a good writer. And he said, no, I mean, it was really good. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And so he said, I would like to try to get it published through, you know, at Aaliyah Press. And so he really helped me spearhead it, you know, and then George Jensen, you know, came along.
And George Jensen, who works at UA Little Rock, as a professor of rhetoric and writing. He at the time was partners of Italia Press.
Yeah, and I sent it to him and I said, take a look at this. I think it's terrific. And he was as charmed by it as I was.
And he really knew Ben well. So here's his comment.
Brad showed it to me after Ben had died because he was interested in seeing if Aaliyah Press would publish it. I got about a half a page into it and I said, yeah, I think this is something we want to publish.
Yeah, so he read about a page, but then he obviously read the entire book and thought it really depicted so well a time in American history that's when we kind of lost our innocence. So in the book, Ben begins by blaming it on Richard Nixon, if you really want to, and it seems like Richard Nixon gets a blame for an awful lot of things.
Yeah, well, here's another cut from George Jensen.
For me, it was a labor of love just because I worked with Ben. I knew Ben real well, and it was a way of paying tribute to Ben.
And the book is called Toys of Desperation. One person who knew Ben for decades and was at the book release party a few weeks ago was author Kevin Brockmeyer. He said he was pleased to see this finally being published.
Well, it keeps his memory alive, and my understanding is that the book has elements of autobiography to it and certainly captures something of his speaking voice. So for people who knew him well, or even casually like I did, it can be a way of reminding yourself what it was like to be in his company.
And Ben grew up in the East Arkansas town of Wynn. He often talked about it. And Brad, even though the book has a fictional setting, it sure sounds a lot like his hometown.
Yeah, so this is in, as I said, Weir, Arkansas. And there is a train that runs, set of train tracks that run right through the middle of the town. It's a time where the town is somewhat still segregated. And little Billy Williams is crossing those railroad tracks, moving in between the high school and the junior high that he's about to attend.
Well, finally, here's Ben's widow, Karen Fry, who had this to say about the book.
It's a lot of autobiographical stuff, but then just about everything he wrote was autobiographical, you know. But I'm really, really pleased to get this published. I know that Ben would be really, really happy.
And indeed, for the rest of us who knew Ben, it is indeed a treat to have this book posthumously published. So, Brad, good job in making this happen.
Thanks.
And again, Ben Fry's book, Toys of Desperation, will be the subject of a session Saturday at the Arkansas Literary Festival. It begins at 2:30 at River Market Books and Gifts. Brad Minnick will be moderating the session, and among those there will be Ben's wife, Karen, who will read a section from the book. Brad, thanks for talking with me about this.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.